You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and craft, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com. This message is brought to you by IWantToKnow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics.
Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at IWantToKnow.com. That's EYE Want the number 2 KNOW.com. IWantToKnow.com is an accessible website.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now Secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable, input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual. An insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today. Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like...
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to our show, and I want to welcome South Florida to our show, all the way from Miami to Port St. Lucie, or Stuart, Florida. So all those folks in the middle, Hollywood and Fort Lauderdale and Boca and West Palm Beach, glad you're aboard. And all the other cities in the country that you're listening, please call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You want to know what this show's all about? We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We try to do four things here on this show. We try to entertain you. We try to be fun. We try to be educational. And we try to be helping as far as employment for the visually impaired and the blind community. Right now, we have a caller calling in from South Florida. And the name is what? What's his name? Joe. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, this is me. This is Joe from Delray Beach, first-time listener.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Okay. Hi, Joe.
Okay, so are you calling in originally from Trivia?
Yes, I have the answers.
Okay, well, right now we gave the answers, but I'm going to play another song, a very big song, and see if you know this song, and you win a nice prize. See if you know this song. Well, I got you on the air. See if you know this song.
Okay.
Big song in the 50s.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times I danced to that one.
There you go.
It's Tonight, Tonight.
Who's singing it?
Oh,
that's
five
the question.
Satins?
Huh?
Was it the Five Satins?
No, you're close, though. That was a big song, too.
Oh, yeah. Tonight, Tonight. I can't tell you how many times I danced to that.
you're probably my age then. Yeah. Love that song.
Yeah.
All right. Since you're from South Florida, I'm going to give you another shot. Another shot. See if you know this one.
Oh. Since I don't have you?
Since I don't have you, well, who's singing it? That's the question. Who's singing it?
I don't have hopes and dreams.
Big group.
I don't.
That was a monster song.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, I gave you two shots. The first one was the Mellow Kings.
Wait, come on. You gotta
Who's playing
give,
this
you
song?
You got to give him a chance. At least he got the name of the song, right?
Okay.
Come on, Joe. I believe in you, Joe. When you look up to the ceiling outside of your house, what are you looking at? They have clouds in them.
Oh, that's a big hint.
So what?
He gave you a big hint. When you look up in the sky, what do you see?
The really?
Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
What?
He got it.
Who was it?
He said it.
Why didn't
he
hear you say it?
He said it. I heard him say it.
Joe, repeat it.
Yeah.
Skyliners, you got it. You got it, Joe. You got it. The Skyliners. Since I don't have you.
Let me tell you, Joe, that was a good give me gift.
You just won yourself.
But I had Connie Francis.
Yeah.
And Dion, real quick, even before you went to the break, I had them right away.
But you didn't call in fast. I got to call up fast. Yeah. You just won yourself $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. You can have ice cream and
plus
donuts. $10. We'll send it out to you.
Bracelet.
And also send out a new bracelet. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show,
Joe.
We hope
you listen every week.
It's good to hear somebody from, you're from New York, right, originally?
No. Philadelphia. No? But I used to work in New York all my life.
Well, me too. I was born and raised in North Philly near the old Shide Park.
No kidding.
Yeah, 24th and Lehigh.
No
baby.
Kidding. I used to go to Connie Mack Stadium all the time.
Are y'all cousins?
Phone number. Get Joe's
right.
phone number
no,
so they
no,
can talk
I only
off
been
the air.
Down here 2 years.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yeah, I lived in Woodbury just across the river.
I know where Woodbury is.
Yeah, well, I was born and raised, though, for 28 years in Philly. Right there, 24th and Lehigh.
There you go.
Joe, why don't you let Nancy get
are
your
you,
phone
Joe,
number?
Are you visually impaired?
No, I'm not.
Are you sighted?
Thank God I'm
good.
Not. Well, I wear glasses, naturally, because I'm an old man. But, I'm not. You know, my eyes aren't nearly as good as the sharpshooter from the Army days.
There you go. But keep on listening to the show. We love sighted people listening to our show. Please listen to the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will.
Okay, I hope you like the show. Keep on listening.
Oh, yeah, I love the oldies. You better believe it.
Okay. Well, we play
nothing
the oldies.
Like yeah, on WFTL up here in West Palm Beach. That's my local radio station, so I always listen to that station.
There you go.
And you listen to Ken Held. He's a great guy, Ken Held. He's a great guy.
Yeah, that's how I come upon you guys.
He's right before us, Ken Held.
What happened? We got to
matter of fact, Another Life, I used to advertise on his show.
I think he
got lost. He lost.
We lost him. He dropped.
Are you still there?
I think.
They lost
Joe,
him.
Are you still there?
Michael,
no.
He's gone.
He's got to give it. We got to get. Did you get his address?
Yeah, Nancy got it.
Okay, got everything. Great. Okay.
Nice guy. Nice guy.
All right.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. So those folks are calling out there and calling in, which I hope you do. 407-894-680. And by the way, we have a website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Listen, I have Jim from Kissimmee who got a comment.
Well, before we take Jim, I wanted everybody to know that on the other side of the break, if you have a pet and your pet gets stressed out during the holidays, please call in. We have Dr. Ruth Ann Lobos, a veterinarian from Purina, and she'll be calling in a few minutes. So if you've got any questions, please call 407-894-1680 and you'll ask Dr. Lobos. Okay? All right, Michael, back
to
you.
We have Jim calling in from Kissimmee, Florida.
Hey, how are you guys? I was just listening to the last caller. He brought back some fond memories. And I remember when I saw Dick Allen hit one, it went through, it went over the wall and right through a bedroom window. And he was one of the strongest baseball players I ever seen in my life, even including the kids today. A lot of them, you know, I mean, he was a monster, Allen. I mean, when he hit him... I mean, and he swung a 40-ounce bat. I mean, I know that guy Joe or whatever his name was remembers him, man.
Hell
I'll
yeah.
tell you. He was something. He was like, you know, some of these guys are on steroids. Dick Allen had no neck, looked like a football player.
Yeah, I remember that. I was around.
Yep.
I went to see him.
Well, everybody, I hope you have your umbrella on Tuesday, just in case they're venturing out to vote, because it's going to rain during the day.
We voted already.
Hope you vote. Yep. Hope you vote.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim. We're going to go to break. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, it's Jim and
Kissimmee. I want to say one thing. I hope you all vote. I'm not talking about who to vote for. We're not about politics. We're not about religion. But I hope you do vote. Get out and vote. Vote. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com. What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Hi, this is Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. I have been a Sprint customer since 2005 when I moved to Florida. I love the accessibility features. The customer service is amazing, and I can use my phone everywhere when I travel throughout the country. Thank you, Sprint, for your wonderful service.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And if you want to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Like to hear from you. Lynn, you there?
I'm here, Michael.
Let's hear from our guest.
All right. Well, we have pets, don't we, Michael?
Yes, we have pets.
And it's...
two dogs and a cat.
Right. And when it comes to the holidays...
our kids...
it's stressful for us, and it's stressful for them. They pick up on the stress. So today, tonight, we're lucky to have Dr. Ruth Ann Lobos. Is it Lobos or Lobo?
Lobos.
And Dr. Lobos is a veterinarian for Purina, and she's going to tell us all about how, give us advice how we can make sure that you have a healthy and safe holiday with your pets. And we're all ears, Dr.
Yes, we
Lobo.
Are all ears.
We are all ears, because we're all pet lovers here in this room. And I'd like to introduce you to... well, Michael, he's the host, and Sheila is our co-host.
Good evening.
We're all ears. So,
all right. Well,
nice
great,
to have
great
you.
To meet y'all. Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. And any opportunity to to talk about our pets, which certainly are our passion at Purina. I will certainly take the opportunity to engage in that conversation and making sure that they live the best lives possible and have the happiest holidays as well. It's certainly near and dear to our hearts. I have three old dogs at home, so I take the extra precautions around the holiday time, as well as want them to be able to engage in some of the holiday fun that we do as well. And certainly at the base of everything is really making sure that they have that solid foundation of great nutrition. So having them on a complete and balanced diet every day for their meals is certainly the way to get them off to a great start, and then again, have them live their best life possible. Obviously, I'm a little bit partial to Purina providing that complete and balanced nutrition, but because all of our dry pet foods actually meet the criteria of being complete and balanced and providing all of those micronutrients that they need, those vitamins and minerals, and also making sure that their food is safe. But we do want them to have a little bit of fun over the holidays. That's a big part of our lives and their lives too. And so some of the fun kind of treats that you can add to their food would be something, you know, a lot of us will be making pumpkin pie during this holiday season, and actually canned pumpkin, so not the pumpkin pie mix that has all the extra sugars and spices added right. to it, but just the regular canned pumpkin is actually a great source of fiber for them. They see it as a treat. It tastes really delicious, and it has also some added potassium and vitamin A and beta carotene, so a lot of really extra good stuff for them that they don't even know necessarily that we're kind of sneaking those extra nutrients in there for them while providing a little bit of a treat. Another one that's really delicious this time of year is sweet potatoes. If you're from the South like I am, we call them yams from Louisiana. But the sweet potatoes are another great lower-calorie option for our dogs that have, again, some good fiber in there, some great vitamins, vitamin B6 and vitamin C that are great for their immune system. Because we know, you know, while the holidays are you know, fun, sometimes that can also be a little bit stressful for them. So having, you know, that extra kind of boost to their immune system, can oftentimes help them to, make sure that they don't get sick, when they get stressed and have that extra fun. But again, treats and those extra kind of calories should really only make up about 10% of their overall calories. So we don't want them to gain weight over the holidays or overindulge. And so keeping it about 10% of the calories that they consume each day will make sure that they stay a nice healthy weight and still get to have some of that holiday fun.
Dr. Lobos, I wanted to comment. You mentioned about the pumpkin. I know about the canned pumpkin because when Miss Green gets an upset stomach,
Miss Green's our dog.
Yeah, well, she's yep. one of our Cocker Spaniel, and I give her like a little tablespoon or something when she doesn't feel well. But I just, the people listening out there, they should know not to go overboard, correct, with pumpkin and sweet potatoes.
Correct, yep.
Yeah. It's just moderation.
Just a little.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Just a little dollop on their,
right.
On their bowl of kibble.
I want them to know that. You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not half the can.
Perfect. Yeah, not half the can.
No. They probably wouldn't fight you about it.
No, but, they wouldn't.
Probably not so good for them in the long run, and not so fun for us having to clean up after them either.
Can you tell us about some of the table foods that they should not be getting, the animals, the dogs and the cats?
Sure. So we certainly want to stay away from some of those higher fatty foods. So if they're, you know, if you're baking a turkey, you know, not giving them the skin off of the turkey or even the turkey bones, those can certainly cause some GI problems. If they chew those bones, they can oftentimes splinter in their stomachs, and that would not be good for them. Other things that sometimes get added to the sweets or even other dishes are like grapes and raisins, and those can be extremely toxic to our pets during during those holidays, during the holiday season and during year round. So we certainly would want to avoid any dishes that have grapes or raisins in them. And then most people know about this, but certainly is a good reminder to stay away from chocolate.
Right.
So, you know, if there's brownies or chocolate chip cookies, or really the most toxic to our dogs and our cats is that baking chocolate. So that really the stuff that does not have any sugar added to it and is just that pure chocolate.
Right.
That's the stuff that we really, Doctor, as veterinarians, yeah, really worry about.
Doctor, we have a first time caller calling in from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Has a question.
I'd like to ask you a question. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
What's your first name?
My name is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Meet Dr. Lobos.
You're on the line.
Great.
Hi, Dr. Lobos.
I had a question. We have a lab husky mix, and around any type of holiday, he starts to get into presents and actually has a bad habit of beginning to eat wrapping paper.
Oh, no.
Yes. So didn't know if you had any suggestions for how we can help prevent our little Spalding from eating wrapping paper
don't
or getting into
gifts.
The present.
Yeah, don't wrap the presents, yeah.
Don't wrap the presents.
It's the last minute.
Well, it sounds like Spalding is not going to be on the nice list very long if he's going to continue to unwrap presents before Santa Claus arrives. But certainly, I mean, that's a great question. I think the Christmas presents and the Christmas trees, for both our cats and our dogs can oftentimes be, very tempting. So the ornaments on the trees, they glitter. If you put tinsel on the trees, that oftentimes can attract cats to play with. The paper makes fun crinkly noises, and if it has bows on it and ribbons, that again can attract both the cats and the dogs. So I would certainly say perhaps either keeping the presents in a place where Spalding can't get to them, so whether that is, you know, kind of gating off the area where the Christmas tree is, or if you know that this is a habit of his, to keep the tree, keep the presents out of his reach. So maybe keeping them in the closet when you are gone and not putting them out underneath the tree until it's really time to celebrate and be able to unwrap them. And that will also help him, again, to stay on the nice list with Santa Paws.
Great. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling
right,
in,
thanks.
Rebecca.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Okay, so get back to Dr. Lobos again.
Now, Doctor, mm-hmm. I thought it was good for dogs to eat grapes. It's not?
No.
No, it's not. It's one of the few.
Or raisins, Sheila.
I knew the raisins.
The grapes and the raisins. There are very few fruits and vegetables that aren't good for your dogs, but grapes and raisins fall in that category, as well as
onions,
garlic.
Right.
Yeah, it takes a lot of onions and a lot of garlic really to make your pet sick, but just to be on the safe side, it's best to avoid those. But other things like carrots and green beans are a great low-calorie treat. So we'll be, you know, a lot of times you're making a carrot dish or green bean casserole. I know is really popular in my family and extended family during the holidays. So, you know, having a few little green beans, plain green beans on the side as a little treat for your dog or your cat, you know, is certainly another way to allow them to have that holiday fun without adding too many extra calories and without putting them at risk for any kind of toxin.
I have a question. We have a cat.
Sure.
We have a cat besides the two dogs.
Yes.
And our cat, well, during the day, he's a doll baby, but he sleeps a lot. At night, he goes crazy. He loves
cats
to jump.
Nocturnal.
When my wife and I are sleeping, he loves to jump on us, and he jumps all around the house.
They're
suggestions? Any suggestions?
Oh, any suggestions? Sorry about that. Yeah. So our... you know, our cats are, they do tend to be more nocturnal creatures. So they do like to play. They can see much better than we can, than humans can, and even dogs can at night. So that, again, their senses are a little bit more heightened during during the nighttime. So some of the things you can do, they have lots of really great food puzzles and treat puzzles that you can provide. So perhaps, you know, if you can shut the door, so you have your kind of your private time to be able to get your sleep that you need, and allow the cat to go and get, get his wiggles out, and play around. They have different toys, again, where cats, like, you know, they still very much like that hunting and that that sort of behavior that they had when they were more out in the wild before they were domesticated. They still really like to do those sorts of things. So having some toys that allow them to still sort of hunt for their food and do things like that can oftentimes keep them entertained during the evening, and you can get the rest that you need so that you can be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in the morning.
Yeah, that's good. But except one thing, he brings his toys in bed with him.
He does.
No, goodness.
He does. So basically, so for the holidays, you know, things get stressful and there's a lot of changes. And do you have any advice for our listeners, and especially, you know, the people with that have their dogs and their cats, how to just make it a little bit less stressful for
sure. Yeah, I think,
because they,
you know,
pick up on it. They pick up on it, all the commotion and everything.
Oh, they absolutely do. They're so, oftentimes they're more in tune to what we're feeling than a lot of our human counterparts in our household pick up on. Yes, for sure. So, you know, so doing some things like if you're going to be gone for a while, certainly having, you know, oftentimes playing, you know, for example, a talk radio show in the background while you're gone, so that there's still a little bit of noise that's going on for them, or oftentimes some classical music or something to, again, a little bit of white noise in the background can oftentimes help them to stay a little bit relaxed. Trying not to disrupt their routine too much if possible. So if, you know, if you're normally, you know, you get up and you go to work in the morning at 8 and you come back home, if you are going to go to, say, a holiday party or something like that after work, still being able to come home and check on them and let them out at their normal time in the evening to keep them in that usual routine. There are other things out there on the market that you can use. There are pheromones that you can actually use as little plugins that help to put some relaxation pheromones into the air for our cats and our dogs that oftentimes, again, can just help to keep them more on an even keel throughout this holiday season.
Well, I have another question, Doctor.
Good.
Sure.
The guide dogs, service animals.
Yes.
That are constantly on the go normally, but they're more so during the holidays. Do you think that puts extra stress on them? And if so, how can the handler help get the dog through that?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, any time we have extra kind of physical activity that goes on, that certainly can be stressful for them. Some of these guide dogs and working dogs actually thrive on more activity. So it could actually, be very, very good for them. But mm-hmm. I think, you know, looking out for signs of that maybe it's too much for them. So, one of the key signatures of whether dogs and cats are feeling good or not is oftentimes their appetite as well as then their GI output. Mm-hmm. So looking, you know, if their appetite seems to start to kind of, change a little bit, maybe decrease a little bit, they're turning up their noses, or if they notice if they're getting some GI upset, whether, that is a little bit of vomiting or maybe a little bit of loose stool, that's another sign that, hey, these things are getting a little bit too stressful for me as a guide dog. And, you know, really taking that into consideration when they, you know, are agreeing to go to different social events and maybe having, instead of going out, maybe having, you know, some of their family or their friends, whoever they were going to meet, actually come to them instead, to, again, let that working dog get a little bit of rest by being in more of their familiar territory.
Well, thank you. That's good advice. Well,
thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank you for coming
on.
You
gave us so many tips on how to get through the holidays with our animals and our the dogs and the guide dogs and the cats. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. No problem. I'm happy to be able to share hopefully some good pearls of wisdom and help all of us have a great holiday season.
Absolutely. And I want to thank Purina.
That's right.
Absolutely. I want to thank Purina so much for having you on our show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're so welcome.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. And I want to thank
Purina. Happy holidays.
Take care.
Thank you
so much.
I want to thank Purina so much for being one of our sponsors. And
that was really interesting.
When you think of great food, think of Purina dog food.
I knew about green beans. I did not know about carrots.
Yeah, I've tried to give Miss Green frozen.
We're
going to
break.
It's a treat.
Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
This message is brought to you by IWantToKnow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at IWantToKnow.com. That's EYE want the number 2KNOW.com. IWantToKnow.com is an accessible website.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plan, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, phone number is 407-894-1680. Two things to talk about right now. The first one is, I want to tell you something, folks. We're talking a little about Christmas. So here at Blind and Beyond Radio Show, we're going to give away 50 t-shirts. These are nice t-shirts, 50-50 poly cotton. And it'll say in front, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, with the mics will be on the t-shirt. If you call in, you say you would like one, we'll send you one, no charge. We'll have 50 of them. So the first 50 people who call in gets a free t-shirt. 407-894-1680. Be going on for the next few weeks. So you call in today or next week, the first 50 gets a free t-shirt. When you call in, just say, you have to tell if you're a man or a woman, because we're ordering them in men or women sizes. Women get a V-neck, the men will get a crew neck, and we order by size. So whether if you're a medium or a small or an extra large, whatever you are, 2X, just tell us, and that's what we'll get it for you, and we'll send that out to your address, everything, no charge. What I want to talk about right now is something else. I don't know about you folks outside that are visually impaired and blind, but we've been talking about this for some time. I don't know what bugs you, but I'll tell you what bugs me. When I am going up to someone and I'm in a, let's say, a restaurant or somewhere, and I say to someone, can you tell me where the men's room is? And they see me with my cane and they might say, it's over there. The famous line, right, Sheila? It's over there.
Yeah.
Well, I always say, I'm sorry. Where's over there? Well, it's there. I said, ma'am, you have to understand. And then I have to say, sir, I'm blind. You see, I have a cane, and I can't see. So you can tell me the direction? And then the person will say, to the left. And I say, okay, how far to the left? And then I have to ask a lot of questions. Do you find the same, Sheila, when you go into people and they ask you when you ask somebody, or they tell you something stupid or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time. You know, a couple of the things. And if anybody out there has something that bothers them, please call in. We'd like to hear your input on this conversation.
Yeah, if something that has something to say about bothers you, what bugs you when you're talking to a sighted person, maybe people who are sighted will listen to us and maybe they'll learn from what we're talking about.
Right. But the one thing that really bothers me is if I'm out to lunch or dinner with somebody and they'll walk up to whomever I'm with, especially if they're sighted. And they'll say, well, what would she like to drink?
Yeah.
And the good thing, if I'm with my sister, the good thing is she'll tell them, I don't know. She can hear. Ask
that's
her.
That's Patty.
You know,
it's
that's
so rude,
just,
though, really.
It is rude.
It's
it is rude.
Rude.
But it happens all the time.
Yeah, but I'll tell people, pardon me, I can hear you, but I can't see you, but I can talk. So, yes.
No.
What?
I from said the now first, on.
From now on, for the next couple of weeks, they have to call in and say it on the air that they would like a free t-shirt, give their name and address, and not on the air, the address, just their name, and we'll listen to them. If somebody, so are you first starting, 50 people.
Are you starting today or?
Right now, yes, right now.
All
right.
Right now. I got two callers.
Okay.
Winter Park, St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, so
Winter Park.
I'll talk to both of them, just say they would like the T-shirt. That's all. Let me hear who they are.
All right. From Winter Park, Florida, we have the one, the only, the fabulous Miss Tanya.
Oh, hi, Tanya. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Hi. I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Good. It's our pleasure to give you a very nice Merry Christmas early. We're going to send it out sometime last week in November, first week in December. So we have to order them. But the first people who call in, the first 50, get free T-shirts. So since you are the first one, you get a free T-shirt. So off the air, when you... They'll take speak to Nancy. Tell you have to give Nancy your name and your address, and also that you're a female. You'll get a V-neck. So tell your size. It's a poly cotton. It's a very nice T-shirt.
She needs a tiny small.
Well, whatever it is, whatever. Tell her
it's
your
up
size.
To her.
It comes small,
I would allow
large,
for
extra
shrinkage.
Large, and 2X and 3X.
Should allow for shrinkage.
She knows I'm kidding.
Well,
yeah.
Tanya was telling me her story. How she's not mobile as of right now. She's mobile, but not too mobile.
No. Nope.
Okay.
And she's in a wheelchair. I was joking with her, saying, "Didn't I tell you to stop bothering him?"
Okay. Thanks for Tanya for calling
in. Thank you,
Tanya. Feel better.
Thank you. Feel better. And Merry Christmas.
Listen,
thank you.
You guys are doing great. It's good to hear you.
Thank you so much, Tanya. Who's the next person on the line?
All right, Tanya. Hold on one moment so we can get your information.
Yeah.
I think we have it.
All right.
But hold on one moment.
We have somebody from St. Louis, Missouri calling in.
We have the one and only Miss Glenda.
Glenda from St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis. Yeah.
Hi, Glenda.
Wait, hold on. Give me 1 second. There we go. Miss Glenda, how you doing?
Hi, Glenda.
I'm all right.
Calling in from St. Louis.
Yes.
Good. Thank you for calling in. So this is an early Christmas present. So give your size. Not to me. We'll put you on a hold, and you tell if you want a female shirt, you have to say it's a female.
Yes.
This way, females get V-neck, the men get crew necks, and your size. So we'll send you out a Christmas gift. So thank you very much for calling in.
Are you enjoying
in,
the show?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much for listening, and tell your friends about
the
show.
God bless you all.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Glad you like the show.
And if we don't talk to you, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You have a blessed one, too. I love you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Glenda.
And that was Glenda from St. Louis, Missouri.
That's nice.
So anybody call in. So far, we have two, so we got 48 left.
Do you believe we're saying happy Thanksgiving?
Well, we have to do it early.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we're going to send out the last week.
It's not that early.
It's not that early.
It's 18 days,
that's
Michael.
That's all. Two and a half weeks.
18 days until Thanksgiving.
It takes a couple weeks to order.
Tomorrow will be Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So anybody wants a T-shirt? The first 48 people now. We gave away two T-shirts today. So let's go back to what we're talking about, Sheila.
Another thing that really bothers me that sighted people have a tendency to do, especially when you're getting ready to get in a cab or something and they see you have a cane, they come up to you and they grab your hand. So tonight they did that when they picked me up to come to the show, and I said, let me show you how it's supposed to be done. So I said, I take your elbow. And he said, oh, okay. So when we got out here, he said, I'll help you find the door. And he got out of the car, and he stood up, and he gave me his elbow. I said, you're a quick learner.
Anybody ever talk to you louder than normal? Because you think,
oh, yeah.
That's another thing, too. You're blind, and they start talking loud to you.
Well, and they also ask you if you read sign language.
That's funny.
It's true.
Every sign language.
Well, I'd like to bring one up that I was always hesitant to do, but then once we became friends with all of you all those years ago, I learned it doesn't matter. I used to be afraid to say to you and Sherry and Judy and Gary, I'll see you later.
Why?
Because I see and you don't.
Oh, here we
go. And I was always afraid, but now I know. You guys say it too.
All right. Wait, we also say
we watch TV.
Wait. I got to tell you about something.
I didn't know
that. If my brother's listening, this is for you, Barry. This is for you, Barry, if you're listening. I don't know if you're listening, Barry, but I know he was listening in the beginning. I don't know if he's still listening. Listen to this. Now, this is true. I got to tell you a story, and I'm telling you it 100% true for my brother. Okay. Sometime in August, I'm going to a cousin's reunion and a family thing that's now going to be 7 years old. I went to the first one when I was seven, and this is the 70th coming up.
You're telling your age, Michael.
I don't care. I'm 76 right now, so I'm telling the truth.
76.
So anyway, he wanted to know, my brother wanted to know why I'm going. So I said, I'm going. I want to see everybody. He said, wait a minute. You can't see. What are you going for?
To see everybody.
So I said, Barry, I want to see everybody. He said, I don't understand. You can't see. You say you want to see everybody, but you can't see them. I said, what does that have to do with anything? I want to go, and I want to see everybody. And I used to go on the beach. I want to walk the beach. He said, you can't see it. So what's the point of going? I said to my brother, I said, you know, people that are blind travel all over the country, or travel all over the world, they're going cruises. He said, what are they going to cruise for? I said, because.
For fun.
He said that. So he said, well, they can't see. So anybody like that in your family who doesn't understand, maybe you got a suggestion what I should say to people who I love. And I don't want to put them down because I love them. So the point is, any other suggestions you can say to somebody who you love but still don't understand that I still want to go places even though I'm all blind. Right.
Well, I think I would ask anyone that makes those statements is, what do you expect blind people to do? Sit at home and do nothing?
All right, I got two callers on the phone line.
Uh-oh.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Again, wow.
And we have Greensboro, North Carolina.
And is this for t-shirts?
All right, one is for t-shirt and the other one got a comment.
Okay.
But here's the downfall.
Okay, so here's...
Downfall,
who's the t-shirt?
You got 9 minutes.
Oh.
Downfall right now, we got to take a break.
Oh, okay.
We got a break.
9 minutes till 9 o'clock is
okay, we got a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll talk to those two people that are on the line. Stay tuned. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual, an insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holiday. Supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brunn, and I've had three guide dogs. And when I asked what dog food to feed my first dog, the school that I went to recommended Purina Dog Chow. My last dog, Bailey, was fed Purina Dog Chow, and she lived to be 15 and a half years old. Purina Dog Chow has different foods for the needs of all different types of dogs, from pups to seniors. Bailey thrived on Purina. When she got a little heavy, I found a special diet formula for her. As she got older, Purina One and Purina Senior formula met her changing needs. The way I see it, if Purina is good enough for my guide dog school to use for their dogs, it is the best food for my guide dog. Purina, nutrition that helps power your best years together. Visit Purina.com.
This message is brought to you by IWantToKnow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at IWantToKnow.com. That's EYE Want the number 2 KNOW.com. IWantToKnow.com is an accessible website.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphone and other Bluetooth devices using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free. Gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at TapWithUs.com. Tap, tap. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. All the lines are right now lit up. Let's hear the first caller. Who's on the line?
Hello?
First caller.
Hello.
Hello.
3 minutes to the
Willie
top
from St. Louis.
Steve from St. Louis. How you doing, Steve?
No, Willie.
Willie. Hi, Willie. How you doing, Willie?
I'm doing great. I enjoyed the show.
Thank you so
much.
I
wanted to call for a T-shirt, but I also wanted to make a quick comment. I am also blind, and I have the same situation that you have when I ask for directions. And people tell me over here or over there.
Yeah.
I feel you there. I'm with you.
I have
another question for you guys.
Go ahead.
I'm going to spend the holidays in Maryland. Are you guys received up there anywhere on a radio station?
When you go to Maryland, look at our website because you can listen on the phones, 518-712-0057. I'll repeat it a lot. So if you're away, you can listen on your cell phone or you can listen on the internet. You can listen many ways. If they have Alexa, you can listen to many places. Most people listen on the phone.
Okay.
In Maryland.
And I'm sure it'll be the same time.
Absolutely.
Same time.
Yep. Seven to nine. 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, thank you, Willie.
Go, Willie. Thank you.
All right.
You talk to Nancy.
Holiday.
You too.
Talk to Nancy. Give Nancy your size, and we'll send you out for Christmas the T-shirt.
Okay,
thanks, Willie.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Stay well. Who's on the line next?
Kevin from Greensboro.
Kevin from Greensboro. Kevin, we have to talk quick. We only got 1 minute left. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Michael, Lynn, Sheila.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Quick comment on what you were talking about there.
Yep.
When you go somewhere and ask for where something is over there. Oh, over where? Over there. Oh, what's this cane mean?
Well, I don't get Bob. I just say I'm blind. Okay. Can you help me further?
That's We're going to have to talk about this more.
We'll have to talk more next week. It's going to be a topic for another next week show, for sure.
Next week.
Because I don't want to rush.
Did you call in for a T-shirt? Kevin, give your size and everything to Nancy.
No, I'm not. But what I do is I tell them to close their eyes and look at that wall over there. What wall?
Thank you, Kevin.
We want you to have a shirt. You give Nancy your address.
Give Nancy thing. We'll send it to you.
And we're going to talk about this again because it's too important.
But thanks, Kevin, for calling
in. We don't talk to you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
We'll talk to you.
All right.
Don't hang out. Give me your
I'd like to tell everybody
name and address
about next week's show.
Maybe we have two more callers on the line.
I have to. We're going off the air, Michael. Next week is Veterans Day, and co-host Gary Sinclair will be calling in. We'll be sitting here with us, and we have our studio guest, Steve Barris, will be joining us. Larry McDowell, president of the Braille Club in West Palm Beach, will be calling in, and Dr. Dawn DiCarlo from Spark to talk about IRDs, inherited retinal disease. So have a good week, everybody.
Any more callers right now before you go on real fast?
Yeah, I got Sister Christine and... Okay.
Let's real fast. Let's give it to real fast.
We'll take it
Sister Christine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, did you call in for a free T-shirt?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So give your name and address off the air to Nancy. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Keep on listening.
Thank you.
Who else on the line?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
Sheila,
I have our very last caller on the phone line. Caller, are you there?
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
What's your name? First name?
Derek.
Doris.
Oh,
Derek.
Derek.
Derek. Oh,
hey, Derek.
Hi, Derek. Hi, Derek.
Hey, guys. How you all doing?
We're good.
What part of the country you calling in from, Derek?
We have to go. We're
off Orlando.
The air. Winter Park.
Winter Park, Florida. We're going off the air. Thanks for calling in. Give your name and address and your size to Nancy. We're going off the air. Thank you all. Thank you, Derek, for calling in. God bless you all. Talk to you next week. Stay well. God bless.
We're putting our show together. We're polishing up our act.